You know those moments when you aren't sure if you should laugh or cry? Well, maybe you just need to do both. My next guest says it's normal to feel two emotions at once, but we often find ourselves wanting to pick one or the other, to pick a side. Here to give us permission to feel it all is therapist Crystal Stewart. It's great to meet you, Crystal. So you say we are multifaceted humans with many different emotions, and it's normal to feel lots of things at once. Can you give us some examples of that?
Sure. So, okay. Some examples of that could be like, let's say you got a new job and you're like, I should be happy right now, but I'm feeling so overwhelmed, right? And maybe you're feeling both. Maybe you're feeling excited and overwhelmed. Maybe you're going through a divorce and you're like, I should be feeling so sad right now, but I'm feeling so much relief, right? And maybe a little bit of both. And so we often have these moments where we're feeling both things and we're thinking we should be feeling maybe one way. You know, often we're taught as we're growing up that, you know, it's a birthday party, you should be happy, right? So when the things that we were taught to believe we should be feeling are not lining up with how we're actually feeling, it can be confusing and we can feel like something's off.
We feel like we're in conflict and that's a problem, but really that's...
normal.
I use the word normal again. Yeah, normal. How can we notice if we're using unhelpful thinking?
Okay, so we all do this, right? We're all going to use unhelpful thinking at one time or another. But usually if we're thinking something's off or wrong, then we could fall into... like everything is terrible or everything is great, right? So like black and white thinking or catastrophizing or minimizing. Those are just some of them. Maybe we're looking through a negative mental filter, right?
Okay.
So as we're doing these things, it's hard because it creates a skewed idea of what's happening. It's a little bit lopsided. So it's important for us to kind of look at the situation from a lot of different perspectives so that we can create a more holistic view of what's happening.
So we're seeing the whole sphere. We're not just seeing a unilateral lens or view. This is something you do in therapy. You help your clients kind of accept that two things can be true. So let me throw out an example and you can maybe walk us through the emotional path that would help us accept that place.
Okay.
Grateful and resentful. Can you feel grateful and resentful at once?
Right, yes. I think a lot of parents probably feel this way, right? Where it's like, oh, I'm so grateful for my kids. I love them so much. And I resent sometimes the pressures of parenthood, right? It can be a lot. So you can feel both of those at the same time.
Is there benefit, though? I mean, I know, okay, we can feel both,
right?
And we don't have to choose one or the other. But is there benefit into throwing your emotional weight or your positive energy toward the more positive emotion?
You know, it can, but sometimes it can be problematic because then we're kind of shoving away all of, like, a part of ourselves,
dismissing the other side.
Yeah. Okay. Like, I don't want to feel that right now. And maybe there's a time for that, but being able to just, I mean, emotions are just information, right?
You can feel overwhelmed and you can feel accomplished.
Yeah. So maybe like your spring cleaning, right? And your house is just a disaster. So things are everywhere and you're feeling overwhelmed, but you've been able to kind of check off some things on your to-do list, things that were really important. So you can feel accomplished. So you got some things done, but you're still kind of overwhelmed. There's a lot to do.
This next one, it felt good to read and I'd love to hear your additional thoughts on this, but you can feel content with the life you have, with all you've achieved. And you can also feel driven at the same time.
Right. I kind of struggle with this one because I'm like,
I think I might too. Maybe that's why I'm drawn to it. I don't know.
Yeah, because I'm like, I am grateful. I'm content with my life, right? And there's still so much that I want to do. So I'm like, am I being grateful if I want more? But you can feel content and you can still work towards goals that you have, right?
Yeah. You can be strong and you can also need support.
I think about this with people who are going through maybe a challenging time, right? Like divorce or maybe you've had surgery, right? And you're a strong person and you can do things, but sometimes you need a little extra support. So asking for help doesn't mean that you're not strong. It just means that you need some help at that time.
I think this is great for women to hear. And I also think this is a great place where women show up.
Yes.
The other day, we're in a fairly new neighborhood. I asked a neighbor for a favor, which is hard to do when you don't know someone super well. And later I learned there was a residual effect to my favor, as in she had to ask another woman down the street for something else. And she had, you know what I mean? And it was this, but it was this beautiful chain of like, we all needed a little bit of help, but we all felt supported at the same time.
Yes. We need other people.
It's a beautiful truth. All right. You can be right. And the other person can be right. This feels like an appropriate sentence in our political season, in our current societal situation.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so we often see this in couples therapy, right? Where it's like you have two people who come from kind of different cultures, different families, right? And they're coming together trying to create their own culture, their own family.
Yeah.
And so they can come and they can have a disagreement and they can both be right. It's just their perspective. It's kind of their background, right?
it's truth. It's also a little infuriating sometimes, right? I mean, that's the couple therapy.
I like to always be right.
You say it's all about finding unique balance, and you recommend that we make room for others' experiences while we give ourselves grace. There's that balance again.
Right. So I love the idea whenever I'm talking about balance, an example of how a star is formed. This is where I get a little bit nerdy, but I love it because when a star is formed, it has to go through this kind of tug of war between gravity and fusion, right? It needs both. So if there's too much gravity, the star will implode. If there's too much fusion, the star will explode, right? Mm-hmm. So it kind of goes through this back and forth until it can create a balanced state. Mm-hmm. And we're a lot the same way, right? Sometimes in our lives, there's going to be moments when we have to really push through something that's challenging, even when we're tired. And other times we need to be more intentional about our self-care and our rest, right? And so learning to find that balance is an important part of it.
That's a great analogy. That's a great analogy. Where can we get more from you?
Okay, so I'm a therapist at The Healing Group. I offer a free, it's a Zoom online thing for postpartum moms.
Okay.
On Mondays at 6 o'clock. And then it's just on thehealinggroup.com.
We'll link you over from our website. This is going to make people think. I think this conversation will spur some good introspective action and thought. So thank you very much. We appreciate it.